This year, the City of Birmingham is hosting the International Blind Sports Federation World Games, a showcase event that is held every 4 years. The games are being held at the University of Birmingham, across the Edgbaston area and other wider regional venues. For example, Edgbaston itself hosts the cricket finals, Coventry's CBS Arena is host to goalball, and smaller venues such as Café Aroma at the University of Birmingham to chess. These 2023 games feature a first, the inclusion of women's cricket. The team's captain is Catherine Jelfs-White. She was born with a congenital condition which resulted in short-sightedness and the inability to see colour. Catherine attended a school for the visually impaired, but sport did not feature highly on the curriculum there, and certainly not cricket. However, she used to watch it on television with her family and matches at a nearby ground. She was 30 when she first tried cricket and has been playing internationally for 6 years, having started at a domestic level in 2010. In fact, her teammate Heidi Liniger introduced her to the game during sessions at Taunton Vale Sports Club. Liniger, also short-sighted from birth, was working for a sight loss charity when she took up cricket and was in her 30s. She has since played for Somerset's sight-impaired team. The cricket team is required to have a certain number of completely blind players. These players have the assistance of runners, while there are others who are able to run unassisted. Liniker comments, "Communication is really important for the game. You have to have people able to describe what's happening to the ball, as well as to listen to the ball, which contains ball bearings." Meanwhile, Jelfs-White has observed, "It's quite physically demanding. We're not just standing around. The balls stay on the ground a lot, so you're quite often down on one knee." Clearly, being chosen to represent England carries with it significant kudos and excitement for the participating athletes. "Being measured for kits, training at the Worcester University campus, it's all been a great experience. It will be strange to sing the national anthem to thousands of people," Liniger enthused. "And the final is at Edgbaston, which, if you're a cricket fan, is a big deal." Trish Grace-Smith, 57, of West Bromwich, took up archery after a series of strokes affected her vision. A mother of five, the strokes began when she was 33 and she gradually lost her eyesight over a number of years. She has commented, "It left in increments, and in 2015 I was told it couldn't be rectified. That's when it hit me the hardest. When the curtain fell, I was in shock." Trish had dreamed of becoming an archer from a young age. She responded to her condition by taking up archery to keep herself active and in a routine. In archery, competitors wear blindfolds to ensure equality and rely on spotters for guidance. After taking up archery, she competed in her first competition in 2021 against other blind and partially sighted as well as fully sighted archers. She found a welcoming home at clubs across the Black Country and now trains alongside visually impaired world champion Steve Prowse. She has since won several trophies, becoming a third-time record holder and topped the visually impaired archery charts in Great Britain in a number of categories. She has commented that archery set her free. Joining these sportswomen at the Games are Issa Amjid, who started playing football after the Albion Foundation held a blind footballer taster session at his school. 8 years later, he now represents England. "The fact that he is blind but can represent England in football is hugely rewarding for him. Indeed, it had always been his dream to do so. Simply being able to do what others do." Chris Skelly, MBE, is hitting the judo mat. He was diagnosed with oculus albinism, Bell's reflex and extreme photophobia and rose to stardom in 2021 when he won gold at the Tokyo Paralympics. Chris now aims to make history by becoming the first British judo para-athlete to retain their medal in more than 25 years. Competing in the IBSA Games can earn vital qualification points to secure a spot at the 2024 Paralympics in Paris. Joining him is another judo player, Evan Molloy. Evan was born with ocular albinism, a condition which causes severe visual impairment, and was diagnosed with epilepsy when he was just 4 years old, resulting in up to 40 seizures a week at its worst. He picked up a bronze in the IBSA Antalya Grand Prix in April 2022, achieved fifth in the IBSA European Championships in November, and scooped bronze again in January's IBSA Judo Grand Prix in Portugal. Caleb Nenevi is part of the England goalball squad. His sight loss occurred as a result of a rare allergic reaction when he was just 7 years old, after he was prescribed penicillin to treat chickenpox by doctors in Accra, Ghana, where he lived at the time. Among his sporting highlights is winning promotion with Great Britain from the European Championships B in 2016 and finishing top goalscorer in the Goalfix Cup with the Northern All-Stars last year. These athletes prove that individuals with sight loss can and do participate in a wide variety of sports activities, so visual impairment should not be an impediment to those who at the very least wish to express themselves through sport and at the very most wish to compete at the highest level. We wish them all the very best.